this up soon. What's going on, sir?
Same old. I will be. Where are you going to be this week?
Fucking not.
Oh, really? What do you think? You're off on Friday?
Yeah, I guess I could.
Come on to the gig!
Settle down. I know you got 10 more tickets to sell.
You gotta go to the gig. You gotta come to the gig.
How much is it? Yeah, I know people.
I know a guy.
There's gonna be nothing better than heckling Michael in the fucking front
you
row.
You have to come to the show. I'll see if my wife will let me come on board.
Like the problem with going to see
you. You're the boss of your castle.
No, I'm not gonna get
it. You tell her you're gonna go see the
club. All right. Are we back on?
I'm all good, yeah.
Nobody in the chat seemed to miss us.
No.
I think we should end it at some point.
Oh, you needed an ending.
Yeah.
Well, you were going to bring up the buttons where they had you guys. Do you want to put a dislike
button? Oh, yeah, we can do that. Oh, well, here's something I don't like. The poking. Have you ever poked or been poked?
I've been poked, but I will not poke.
I will not poke.
About on what is a poking? Facebook. Show goes when all the mics stop working, it's over.
Fuck, that's loud. Shut up, stupid.
I just turned up yours, sorry. Can you hear me now? There I am. And I am.
All right. So, would you like them to add a dislike button, Joe?
I want them to add a dislike button. I want to add a who gives a shit button. When somebody shows a sunrise, you hope it's your last button.
Whoa! Suddenly, Ant wants to go back to Facebook.
Yeah. All sorts of buttons.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Wow, you really thought about that.
Really?
How about a scarlet letter button so you can brand somebody a whore?
Oh, man.
All of a sudden, her Facebook page is red.
Are you kidding?
I want to be a whore.
Made me a whore. Yeah.
I think I'm looking at that someone.
Actually, I really want to be a whore. Yeah.
I thought I was looking at that someone.
Yeah.
Actually, every woman should say that.
What?
Yeah, made me a whore.
Yeah, a little whore in the bedroom.
A little whore in the barrel.
Yeah, no problem with that.
I don't know, Pip, what would you add? Would you add? God, the strip on my cock is not stopping. Oh. Oops, did I post that?
maybe it sucks to be you, but people are lying.
It sucks to be you, but... Aw, your daddy died. Sucks to be you! And on the bright side, your mother just got the scarlet red button. And Joe chimes in and goes, who gives a shit?
Maybe I wouldn't have had 100 comments on my thing about my dad dying if there was a sucks to be you button.
I started as something nice.
You started nice and then it went downhill.
It's evolved. Some cocks were being involved about her poor deceased father.
Goodness gracious.
No, I did not. No. She took it there.
No.
I said they had a lot of heart. There, where's the snark? That's all I said. It's like Joe's been wounded.
Oh,
that's the reaction you'll hear on Friday night at Dingbats when McClint starts singing.
Oh,
Joe will just be playing in the hero. Oh, God. I think there should be an instant banning of somebody if they wallpaper you with shoes and shit.
Oh.
The sneaker bombs and all
yeah.
that crap.
Really?
Yeah.
Sneaker bombs?
See, I'm out of that. I have no fucking clue.
I know. No, luckily, there's some sense things after you or some games.
They actually have a button that says that. Don't fucking show me that again.
Kind of a go fuck yourself.
I love that button. Yeah. Show me that again. And, you know, I'll like stop people coming to my feed and, you know, somebody will throw me into a group and I'm like, just show me that shit.
But if you could just think of the next thing.
Well, here's what I'm thinking of the drought button for Farmville. I think that should be the next thing.
That's a good.
If somebody like Farmville requests you, yeah, instead of fucking tornado whips up their farm, no, I don't want to play the game with you. Get to your chickens.
I just have a dust bowl. Yeah, locusts.
Yeah. We should have a show called Whorehouse, a game called Whorehouse, you know?
Wait, what?
A Whorehouse, you know?
They have it on HBO.
Really?
The Cat House.
I mean, a game for Facebook.
A Facebook game called Whorehouse.
Yeah, you
know,
well,
yeah, that'll get the stockholders all
married, right? They're already going down like a whore.
Are you invested in Facebook?
No.
Okay.
I didn't touch that shit.
No, because there's no way it's going to make money.
Who the fuck
it was all the hype.
America.
It was people
America.
That were all up on the hype thinking, they were going to make a fortune.
Tell you what, my MySpace share is looking good.
I just fool around with Apple shares options. Just buy them. Wait till it goes down. Buy them up again. When it goes up, I sell them.
I do that too.
It goes down again. You buy options. It goes up. You sell them again.
Yeah.
The only downside is sometimes it goes down. You buy them, and they go down further. And then you sit there, and then when your options expire, then it comes back. And you're like, fuck, that's nice. I just lost a bunch of money.
That's the game.
Yeah.
I think Facebook, they should have Facebook X. Where it gives you special access to, like, certain people. You get naked pictures of them. Like, you have to be pre-selected.
Oh.
So I think that could be the next thing.
X-rated Facebook?
Yeah.
I like the
sound of that. So maybe my little women from other countries could work on that. Facebook X, so I could see them with their big black tits and a bone in their nose.
This is the one with the National Geographic.
That's what I was going for, but that was the nicer way to say it.
No.
With women with fucking tits.
Look at the breasts dragging behind. Little children playing jump rope with the breasts. They don't have many toys here in Tanzania.
Looks like footprints of two slugs following.
That's funny shit.
It's like a groundskeeper
in
the stadium,
those
big
man. You got anything else for Facebook, kids?
Nah, you want to drink to the news?
I think it's
yeah, let's get drunk to the news and get the fuck out of here. Where's the music?
I love you guys.
Are you leaving?
No, it's just... I can't
remember.
My God!
Oh, there you go.
Hello there!
You know what to do with that. Leave it disappointed and flaccid like you usually do.
Oh.
Mr. Helix is not saying anything else to the contrary, by the way.
Like, no,
well, why not? Alright, so. Right. We have the drunks in the news, maybe? What's going on? Can we get this going, kids?
Alright.
Really? Can we
can
fucking
not hear?
No, I cannot hear.
Oh, jeez.
Show is nothing if not consistent.
What, no music?
No music.
From the computer one? It's on your end.
It is.
Right on our fucking rear end. Alright, Joe, could you just hum this theme as well?
And now it's
okay.
There it is. You're playing a track.
Welcome to Trunks in the News.
I want to hear the fuck down. My ear just got raped. Lord, that was fucking loud.
The mic's up real loud, so you don't even have to get close to it. Okay. You and Joe.
I'm not used to sharing this with Joe.
Well, now...
This is going to be a special moment for
our Benjamin Franklin drinking term. As you know, the Benjamin Franklin Drunken Dictionary. Terms that he came back with back in the day for being drunk. This week's term is pissed in the brook. If you are drunk, you are pissed in the brook.
And that's usually that's what I've done when I'm drinking, too.
As opposed to being pissed in the knickers.
Don't bring the people in.
I said knickers.
Nice.
No, you did. I said knickers.
Yeah, the first time. Yeah.
Knickers.
They don't hold still long enough to piss in them.
We probably could go right across the brook.
Piss in the brook. That's fucking hilarious.
Yeah. Piss in the brook.
That was the first form of pollution of the brook.
Probably.
Yeah, probably. That's how the East River got there.
Now, in this case, we have a celebrity. What show do you remember her name?
Amanda Barnes. Amanda Bynes.
I have no idea who Amanda Burns. Burns?
Bynes.
Bynes. I have no idea who this bitch is. Amanda Bynes.
No.
But she's very famous.
She was on What I Like About You.
Not much.
Oh, yeah.
I don't even know what that is.
Really?
Yeah, no,
it's a TV show with that girl that was on
90210.
Really? Really vague?
Yeah, vague.
Really vague?
Really vague? With
the guy?
There were those people, they did those things. Yeah. Fucking A.
Clues.
Right. No wonder you have no Twitter followers. Even your Twitter followers are tweets. Yeah. I might do a show on a podcast at some time. Are you pissed in the brook? What is wrong with you?
Too much to talk about now.
So she gets pulled over for drunken driving. And I think she also had a hit and run incident earlier, too.
Yeah.
So what she does is you do what you do when you get in trouble with the law, you tweet the president. And you demand that the president fire the police. Because that's what he's doing. Now, really, this is stupid on many levels. First of all, if you want a public worker fired, you got to call Boehner. You got to go to the Republicans on that. That's not really Obama's thing. Maybe start a little lower with Scott Walker.
No, when you want the rest of the population fired, you elect Obama.
No, you elect Bush. But anyway, we digress.
Oh, yeah, because unemployment is,
it's better than it was. If I worked at MSNBC, you'd be doing shows on that station.
They just released the reports last week that unemployment is gay and they're not growing jobs.
Well, actually, they are still growing jobs.
Oh, come on. At a slow rate because he's anti-business. He's got the damn Obama.
And what were the months?
He can't afford to get, and people are not hiring.
And what were the months prior to Obama taking
slow growth?
No. Job loss. You might want to check that. But anyway, I don't want to talk about that now.
Really?
Yeah. Yes, really. Those are facts. I know you don't like
to
do
that. No, they're not facts. Why don't you look at the unemployment statistics and the job growth statistics?
Why don't you look them up right now while we carry on with the show?
The damn computer's running too slow.
Oh, of course it is. It's Obama's computer! The damn Obama's slowing down the interweb.
The computer jobs are slow.
The computer jobs.
Interweb.
Intertubes. Yeah, intertubes.
It's a funny way of saying something. I know you don't like to add humor into this.
It is, all right.
Everybody else got it but stupid.
Yeah.
Joe will be playing the part of stupid this evening. I don't want to get into that now. There's plenty of time to argue after the show.
Oh, yes, and there will be.
But let me, has Twitter made it a little too easy to reach the president? Do we all need, I mean, I don't really think Obama's sitting there watching it.
Exactly. Can you see he's in the war room? He's got all this, and it's like, Mr. President,
we're about to get Bin Laden. What's this? Anthony sent me a picture on Instagram. Look at these tits. We'll get Bin Laden later on.
Are you kidding? He's looking at LOL cast.
Oh, wait, SEAL Team 6! Anthony just bought a new gun! Let's send him in!
No. We don't even have this shit.
The president's a big follower of you, sir.
I don't think he's tweeting.
You don't think it's him?
Yeah, you know what?
Is that a black thing?
No, someone just tells me it's just people sending out more spam on his for his re-election. I don't think he's there. Like, hey, this is great. Let me check out. I Like Girls Daily. You know, he's not clicking up. Although he might be, but
Get rid of the cookies. He's just like every other fucker. He's like, I hope this gets going before my wife walks in.
Daily. I heard that rules.
It's a good one.
What is one that's like?
Oh, it's just all day long. It's just naked girl pictures.
Yeah, but who wants pictures in this day and age? That's your video.
You know what? They're pretty good.
The pictures.
Yeah, but it's a quickie. It's not like, that's what it is. It's really? A potato chip. It's just a thing. It's
but I can't just have one.
But, well, that's why there's so many.
Hopefully they have two.
But you don't have to, like, a video takes a little effort, a little time.
Really? It's hard to buffer?
Well, not yet. Sometimes.
If somebody's fluffing, I can be buffing.
If you're just walking down the street and you're like, you know, you hit your Twitter and you see I Like Girls Day, you click on it, it's like,
wait, walking down the street?
Whenever you need to see some porn.
Mobile porn.
Yeah. It's right there.
And that's the difference between you and me. I'm more of a homebody.
It's easy.
I'm more of a homebody slash hotel porn type of a guy. Well, you're like,
I'm not talking about settling in for a good jerk. I'm just talking.
Settling in
for a good jerk.
You wouldn't want a bad one.
No. Just, you get a little image. You're like, oh, that's nice. That's attractive. And then boom, you get into your email.
Yeah, but now you got a semi and nothing to do.
Well, then you go to the hotel. This is just for quick
arousement.
Wow, she's attractive.
Like, instead of buying a Frappuccino at Starbucks, you look at a naked girl.
Exactly.
I gotcha.
Puts you up. It's like that 5-minute energy.
Five minutes. If I was aroused for 5 hours, I wouldn't call a doctor. I'd call everyone. Or as comics like to call, they're closing bits.
Thank you.
Before I go, I've gotten tickets in my time. I wish detrimental things to police officers. Yes, maybe they'll lose their job. Maybe they'll get shot and won't show up.
Oh my God, they're people too.
And they're public workers and I support them.
It just shows what an entitled little twit she is.
That's what she did. She twitted.
Oh, I know. She twitted.
And
she decided, you know what, I'm going to have to
Yeah, that's silly.
Has anybody ever done anything detrimental? To a cop after getting a ticket?
No.
No, you can say it.
What do you mean detrimental?
Well, I pulled some strings, made a phone call.
I don't know people like that. I just
really
just like
what's that? What's that badge on your shirt now?
Oh wow! Well.
You don't know anybody. Well, what'd you get that off a Mexican?
It's a Border Patrol shirt. Oh, yeah, right. Yeah. Actually,
you did get it off a Mexican. All right.
No, I try to get myself out of a jam, but I don't try to get the cop in trouble or anything.
Yeah.
I try to work with the officers of the law.
You big fan of the show? Would you like a WoW bumper sticker?
Oh, please.
Bet that would look great on a squad car, wouldn't it, officer?
I have to go to court in September for a speeding ticket that I got.
Don't they know who you are?
It didn't work.
That's why I got the ticket.
He's a TSA cop on the expressway.
It's
like, what are you fucking, aren't you supposed to be pulling over trains?
How'd they fucking, wait, he fucking wand you on the LIE?
That's what got me. It was like,
you're driving with your shoes on, mister. Is there plastic in your car?
I'm an idiot, TSA. MTA, sorry. Oh, okay. Big difference. But even so, it's like MTA on the expressway. MTA? Look, this is us driving. The trains and buses do their own thing.
Yeah.
I'm driving. Cop. Yeah, an MTA cop. That's why I
sped. Do they have authority?
That's what I didn't think he did.
Yeah.
So I sped by him. But apparently after 9/11, you might have heard something, that 9/11 thing, they gave the authority to a lot of other law enforcement agencies to stop.
You, sir, better be careful when you go to the mall. Do not piss off that
mall
guard.
Yeah.
And get pulled out after you made fun of the girl at the Cinnabon counter.
You all want a Starbucks free.
Yeah, so I got to take care of
Stop
that.
Stop trying to glaze that Cinnabon, Mr. Kumi. You're coming with us.
All right, get over by Forever 21.
Cinnabon's great. The 2 bites, so you want to vomit. But beforehand, just smelling it. Oh,
it's like going down in a hooker.
It's amazing.
Seems like a good idea, but after 2 bites, you just want to vomit.
I think I'm going to get sick.
See, if something happens with Jim Norton is sick one day, I have Hooker references too.
Yeah, that's great.
It just doesn't have to be the A team. You can drop down to the Z level.
Whisk,
we've been waiting for you. I'm speeding in. I get pulled over by an MTA cop. I go, Aunt, funny story.
You know, I know another person. I put the taser away.
Have you guys ever done anything detrimental to the police?
No, I don't have powers.
You have some powers.
No, I don't.
You know people.
I know some people, but I
you never make a phone call to the mayor?
No.
Really?
No.
You don't want to get the guys in trouble. No. That just comes back at you.
Well, now if you're moving.
You want to be courteous.
They certainly do.
They certainly do.
I feel like I channeled you. That was like your thing.
Yeah.
Right, I'm ripping off the guy, and he's sitting right here.
Around the car.
Of course, Anthony was the first one to ever say, I certainly do.
Oh, yeah.
He invented it.
Yes, I certainly do.
It was 1925.
All right, kids. Let's
let's
get the fuck out of here. Guys, thank you for hanging out. Wow, this was a really long show. Anthony, thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us. Right now, it looks like we are going to be back here next week.
Yes.
And so I can't make it a late night. I got to go to Michigan the next day. And so check us out. Go on davincomedy.com. Check the old shows because we haven't been here in a month and a half. We did a lot of funny stuff. People liked what we were doing.
Yeah.
We're out of here. Thanks, guys. Have a great night.
Take care. Play the song. Play the song. Play the song.
Hold on 1 second. Hold on 1 second. Hold on 1 second.